Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. Appreciate everybody joining us along. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a holler. And it's a call-in radio show for you truck drivers. All things trucking and then some. Give us a holler and let us know what you're doing, what you're thinking about, and what's going on in the trucking industry. So you can check us out, Redneckinize Radio. We're here live. And it's Redneckinize Radio. Redneckinize.com is our website. And please go subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And we're just we're here kicking things back, talking about life on the road, what's going on in the trucking industry. Breaking news is there is a bill in California that they're considering allowing self-driving trucks on the highway without anybody on the truck. So there you go. It's happening. It's coming. You know, this is the beginning. So mark it down. January 27th, 2023, when it first broke, that California considers authorizing self-driving semi-trucks. And, I mean, they're out there now, but they've got people in the truck with them. So this will be something here. So what else you got going on? Let me know. 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining us along. I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. Has a great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. And like I said, you can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation, and we appreciate all their support of Redneckinize. And I don't know, we just got things getting back here. You know, everybody's having a good time. It's Friday, and it's the end of the month. So February is starting next week. That's pretty awesome because, I mean, that's that's just how things go. So let's see here. But anyway, give me a call. Like I said, we're talking about other things. There is defense contract news that looks like it says U.S. Army selects four companies to build new tactical truck prototypes. Because I guess they're looking for new designs. MAC Defense, Navistar Defense, and it says Oshkosh Defense. And then GM Defense, GM Defense Team, and that is the four that they're picking to give them produce prototypes. So I'd like to see what that comes about. I don't know what they're thinking there. I mean, what they got, I guess, is pretty good. You know, what they've come up with here the last few years. And it's like they don't use, you know, used to, because defense budgets weren't that big, they would just take whatever they got, you know. Or if they build something, it seemed to be like good for the road. I don't know. When the Jeep came out, the Jeep was built for military, right? But when they made it into something that you could just use every day, it just, I don't know. It seemed like the military was like, well, everybody's got one of those. I don't want that. I want something else. And then they came out with a Hummer. And I remember when the Humvee was used, and nobody could get them, and then all of a sudden Arnold Schwarzenegger had one, and then now it's like everybody's got one of those. And then the military big trucks, I mean the bigger trucks, you know, like our deuce and a half that they'd come out with and all that stuff, it just seems like they were more designed for off-road. They weren't really designed for, you know, I guess Humvees and all that, they were off-road too, but I don't know, they just look more like you could go down the road with them. But these, the ones that we see now, you know, with when they came out with the deuce and a halves and things like that, they're not really highway trucks. The tires are totally different. They're made totally different, and it just ain't good. And then they come out with the ones they got now. I don't even know what they call the new ones. Shoot, they didn't come out until after I was already gone. And those, they've got the tires. I think the tires, when you can make a tire that is an off-road tire, you know, when BF Goodrich first came out with its off-road tire, where you could, you know, it was a harder rubber square that flexed good in off-road situations, but then held up good on the highway because it had a good surface on it. You know, these tires now, you know, they're not just a big tube of rubber. It's more designed to be like they got corners to where they can handle cornering and stuff. And then, of course, you get them off-road and they get good traction. So that kind of stuff, I think, I don't know, maybe – I don't know. What do you think? To me, it's tires, suspension, that kind of stuff where you can use it off-road but still get down the road good. You know, Humvees did that and everything. And, of course, turbo diesel, that was always a good thing. You know, that's where the Humvees, they all had diesels in them and that kind of thing. So, but what's guaranteed going to happen, because we saw it when they first came out with it, all the emissions crap that nobody likes, that's not going to be on the big truck, on the military. When they first came out with the DPF filter, they knew the technology was no good. So what did they do? They had an exemption for defense. They said that stuff wasn't required. I mean, Caterpillar started making engines just for the military, because those engines were all pre-EGR engines. They were all, and that's what they did. So now we know when they make a new truck or they're designing tactical trucks for the military, the engines are going to be all the older type engines. They're still making them. We just can't buy them for the highway. You got, you know, so they're out there and they'll use them, because the law is that the military or government contracts are exempt, you know, when they go buy stuff like that. So, you know, it's all right, I guess, right? Is it? Really? I don't know. So tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. Give us a holler. Redneckinize.com is our website. And check us out and give us a call. 515-602-9731. Redneckinize Radio Live. We'll see you in a bit. Thank you.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining us along. Check us out at redneckandeyes.com. That's where you'll find links to all of our great social media accounts, including YouTube. Appreciate everybody signing up on our YouTube channel. Got videos over there talking about life on the road and just dealing with owner-operator issues and just talking about interaxial differential. I mean, that's one of our most watched videos because it's funny how when we get into the trucking industry, If you haven't been in it for years and years, nobody really explains that to you. Truck driving school, the guy says, "Oh, you see that switch right there? You don't mess with that switch. You don't throw that switch. You get stuck. Use that when you get stuck." And that's totally wrong. You should be using it before you get stuck. When you get in an area that is like slippery or uneven, muddy, stuff like that. Then you throw it in before you go into that area. And then that way when you start moving around, you got more power because, let's face it, interaxial differential, that's throwing everything. It's basically a four-wheel drive in a regular big truck these days, but it's not exactly. I mean, it's still not perfect. You can still get stuck. It's high-centered. That's one of the bigger things is help you prevent from doing. Because what it does is it makes sure that you have power to both axles, not necessarily power to both wheels. So always remember that. And there are multiple switches. Sometimes an owner-operator spec'd out a truck, he'll have an interaxial differential lock, which all the trucks have in a tandem, right? But it'll also have differential locks, which is the differential in each axle. He might even have one switch for each axle or one switch for both axles, but that throws in the lock for basically positive traction, which is like in a Corvette. Remember, my cousin Vinny explains it to where when the axle, if one axle comes off the ground, that one spins, and then the other one doesn't. And then so when you have positive traction, you get equal power to both wheels no matter what. And that's a good four-wheel drive. But lockers for the individual lockers for the axles, that's good. But the one we're talking about that most all trucks have, that tandem axle trucks, is the inner axle, which is between the two axles. So, yeah, I mean, we can go all night about that because that is a topic that really none of the trucking schools really go into depth because it's kind of hard. I mean, it's not easy. I mean, I remember there would be conversations. We'd go down the highway having conversations on the CB about, like, I mean, this is public channel 19 asking questions, and I'm telling you get about 20 different answers. and none of them were right. It's hilarious, you know. I mean, the first deal was is that it naturally, with it unlocked, all the power goes to the back axle, regardless, and all that. And so nobody knew. But what we do know is that when it is unlocked, the inner axle acts just like the regular differential. So so just pretend that there's three axles on the truck. There's one going left and right in the back, one going left to right in the front, and then there's one in the middle going from one axle to the other. And that's another differential that has power, splitting the power between one axle, the front axle and the back axle. And it's doing exactly the same thing that all the other differentials are doing. If it's making sure that the axle with the least resistance gets the most power. So the reason why you need that is when you get stuck, what happens is a lot of times you'll be going into a customer and the front axle, because it is the one in the middle, it'll come off the ground when you get kind of in an uneven area, and it could come off the ground and then it'll start spinning and no power will be going to the back axle that's on the ground. That's why you need a locker. And everybody's ever done it before. If you creep real slow, like when you're going into a truck stop or something and you're creeping real slow and you start up that little hill to go up into the truck stop from the street, and you're going real slow and all of a sudden you just lose power because that axle came off the ground and that axle got all the power. So a lot of people's natural, understanding is that axle always has power. The other one doesn't. No. That one gets all the power because it has the least resistance. So it is, it is confusing. I mean, it can happen the same way. Let's say that you're going up it's maybe a little more steeper and your lower axle is on the ground and your back axle comes off the ground. It'll get all the power and you won't have any power going to the front axle. I mean, it splits. It's always different. That's why it's important to have a locker, because if you get into an uneven area and one of them comes off the ground, that one gets the most power. Whichever axle has the least resistance gets the most power. That's the laws of physics with a differential. So there you go. So we were talking about an article just got released sometime this morning. And, you know what? Sacramento Bee article. Loss of life is not recoverable. California considers authorizing self-driving semi-trucks. Tesla semi-trucks recharge at a charging station at the Frito-Lay production facility in Modesto on January 18th. California is revisiting the statewide rule that prohibits self-driving semi-trucks, but two lawmakers want to ensure there's always a driver behind the wheel. It says, following years of pleading from the autonomous vehicle industry, California officials are revisiting a statewide policy that prohibits self-driving semi-trucks and big rigs on its roads. Should California regulators decide to open the floodgates, two state legislators are pushing to limit any potential fallout. It says, Cecilia Aguiar-Curry, a Democrat from Winters, on Thursday, filed new legislation requiring a trained individual behind the wheel in any autonomous vehicle that weighs more than 10,001 pounds. And Assemblyman Tom Lakey, a Republican out of Palmdale, and Assemblyman Asha Carla, a Democrat out of San Jose, co-authored the bill. The proposal comes as the California Department of Motor Vehicles hosts a public workshop Friday to discuss modifying regulations around large autonomous vehicles. Says California began following the testing of certain light-duty autonomous vehicles with a safety driver behind the wheel in 2014, followed by the green light in 2018 for driverless testing and deployment. In 2019, officials expanded state regulations to permit light-duty autonomous delivery vehicles, such as passenger cars, mid-sized pickup trucks, and cargo vans, with an approved permit from the DMV. Current state law prohibits testing or deployment of autonomous vehicles that weigh more than 10,001 pounds, outlawing large trucks and big rigs with autonomous capabilities. says, under the proposed legislation, testing of autonomous trucks could be permitted, but only with the driver behind the wheel. The purpose of the bill, the lawmakers say, is two-pronged: to keep California roadways safe for the millions who travel them every day, and to protect the livelihoods of truck drivers across the state. It's a fine balance between keeping our quality workforce and ensuring safety. And this is that Curry said in an interview. Says Lakey, a retired California Highway Patrol sergeant, compared the requirement of having someone in the vehicle to airplanes, which pretty much run themselves, but always have a pilot or two in the cockpit, he said. Everybody wants progress, but we just have to be smart and realistic and measured. Lakey said, loss of life is not recoverable, and it's not, and it's important we understand the dangers if we misstep. Autonomous trucking industry lobbies California to change its rules. The autonomous trucking industry has been working for years to convince state leaders to reconsider its policy. In a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom last summer, dozens of executives from trucking and autonomous vehicle companies like Waymo, True Simple, Uber Freight, and UPS urged Newsom and the DMV to begin a public process to unravel the rule and make California the global hub of the technology that will define the future of transportation. They also cited a recent study from the Silicon Valley Leadership Group Foundation that found the autonomous trucking technology could add $6.5 billion in annual economy activity for the state. It says, without regulations to permit the technology, California is at risk of losing our competitive edge, the letter said. As the industry deploys new pilot programs, builds critical infrastructure, and creates a 21st century jobs, California businesses need to grow. Investment is limited in other states that allow deployment of autonomous trucks. It says a handful of states, including Arkansas, Nevada, and Texas, have all granted approval for driverless semis, but the consideration in California comes amid increased scrutiny over the safety of self-driving trucks. Tesla faces a wave of lawsuits arguing that it downplayed the dangers of its self-driving software. One of the company's senior engineers testified in court earlier this month that it staged a video to demonstrate capabilities such as stopping at a red light and accelerating at a green light, and the system could not do. California Labor Federation and International Brotherhood of Teamsters, which represent truck drivers across the state, are working with legislators to try to ensure limitations around autonomous trucks that are put in place. It says Jason Romanowski, president of Teamsters Joint Council 7, said quickly became an urgent matter when the DMV announced its public hearings. It's alarming, he said. We believe a decision of this magnitude should be made by the legislature and with really close study of the potential impacts of these decisions. And there you go. I mean, it's funny that there's a technician for Tesla that says that, you know, it was doing the things that it could not do. You know, that kind of thing. And the funny thing to me is that I don't think none of them can do it. That's why you don't see them out there that much. Is that, you know, we're all thinking it's coming and everything, but I don't think the technology is there yet. And I don't really think, of course, they're going to have to build some type of infrastructure because the technology, it might be able to get down the interstate. That's all. As soon as it gets off the interstate, it's lost. It can't calculate. Can't calculate traffic, multiple red lights, green lights, yellow lights, that kind of stuff, turning into customers. It can't do that. So, you know, it's not like it's Knight Rider, you know, where they can, it's not AI like that. It has to be programmed. And basically what it's doing is it's following a specific route that has been programmed into it. And it just has the sensors on there to watch out for, you know, stuff. And if the sensors fail, it's going to run over whatever is in its way. That kind of thing. So, yeah, I just don't think it's there yet. And, I just hope that what I would like to see is more investigations. I don't know. I guess I'll never know because I'm not around it that much to understand it that much. So what you're praying is that legislatures bureaucrats, they will do the right thing and say, hey, listen, you know, don't be lying. If it can't do it, then it can't do it. Okay. Then don't go out there and don't tell us it can be done if it can't be done. And just, you know, heavily, heavily restrict it. Don't sit there and watch a video and say, well, by golly, let's do it then. You know, you can't do that. You got to see it for yourself. And it's got to be hard testing. I mean, you know, you wouldn't let, I don't know, it seems like the cars made today are pretty crash resistant as far as safety. You know, the seat belts work pretty good. The airbags work really well. The collision detection warning systems work pretty well. When it does get into an accident, people's lives can be saved. So, you know, that you did a pretty good job doing that, regulating that stuff. So why don't we make sure we do a good job in the self-driving trucks too? So that kind of thing. That's all I got to say is, you know, because we see it all the time, corruption. It's just, you know, I was just thinking the other day about how Ukraine is trying to get money from these other countries and get help so they can fight a war, right? And all these other countries are like, well, you guys need to do something about your corruption. And I was like, isn't that like the pot calling the kettle black? Because, I mean, the only reason why their corruption is worse is because there's no law against it over there. Here, there's corruption because, again, whatever they're doing, there's no law against it. So when, you know, when a politician is there, when they say like, well, just like what's going on now with all the classified documents, technically they're breaking the law, but the lawyers are like, well, they don't really mean anything. Okay. So then what's it matter? What's the law? What's law matter anyway? You know, and that kind of thing. And so when you talk about corruption, I mean, it really scares a lot of people. I don't like it. I don't like it when, you know, they say, well, because in our opinion, with regular people, what I say is that if you're capable of being this, like, you know, lazy, whatever, just being lazy with documents, with classified documents, then what's to say you're not doing that with everything else? You know, you're definitely doing it with the checkbook. We can see that. You know, who's to say you're not just doing whatever you want to do, and then, you know, mistakes get made, and you're like, oh, well, you know, that's why we have oversight. We'll figure it out. I mean, that's basically what they're saying. So really what it boils down to is how you feel. Just like what we say all the time. You're the captain of the ship. When you drive a truck, you know, what you say goes. So, you know, don't sit there and say, I mean, it's kind of like they're like, well, you know, we've done the research. No, you haven't. You know, I mean, even Bill Maher, who's a big lefty, I don't know if you guys watch his show or not on HBO, but, you know, every time somebody brings up the science, you know, and medical journals and medical experts and all that, he shrugs his shoulder at it because it's like, dude, no, you had your chance. You screwed it up. You messed it up. Okay. When you're over there afraid to say the truth about COVID and all that, you know, corruption is really, really bad. And it may not, and I'm not saying, you know, just like with the classified documents, I know that they mean well, but they're being stupid. And how can you trust somebody that doesn't make a good decision like that? They're making all that money and they still can't make a good decision. So no, we're done. Ain't doing it. Ain't listening to nobody that gets it wrong. When you get it wrong, you know, spoken from a Cowboy fan right here, okay? You know, when you're paid to go win a game and you can't win the game, guess what? You're fired. You know, when we trust you to do the right thing and you can't do it, then you should be fired. Enough said, right? I don't know, tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. That's how you get fired up, right? We'll end it with the Cowboy thing and everybody will be all pissed off and everything. So, yeah, that's it. I don't know, tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. Redneckandeyes.com. That's where our website is. You can find links to all our great sponsors, including a sponsor to DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Those guys are the ones, if you have any kind of DPF filter or SCR units and you need some parts or help to figure out what's going on with that, give them a call, give them a holler at dpfregeneration.com. That's DPF Regeneration. We appreciate all their support at Redneck and Eyes and all the stuff they've done for us in the trucking industry. So check them out, dpfregeneration.com. So give me a holler, 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for an hour. And got about 20 minutes left. So give me a call. Let me know. We'll see you.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.
Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away, piston's pumping, mind's racing. It's hard to sleep, man, when I'm shaking. Bad news surrounds me. It's always found me creeping up when things are good. Yeah, the dark days find a way. Loud thunder, heavy rain, then light. never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, been alive in the lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away, the camera captures all the things that make us turn from what we see. It's always moving, it don't stop rolling. I haven't slept in 3 damn days. Yeah, but who needs that anyway? Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of the lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away.
Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. And we're just kind of kicking back. It's Friday, so we're ready to start the weekend. Well, I got a lot of things planned. I'm busy, man. I go riding all the time now. Made new friends, and we got different places to go. And so tomorrow, you get in with the Harley dealership, a lot of times when you do that, what happens is that there's a lot of stuff going on, and then, you say, hey, let's go do something. So we're going to ride up here, about an hour away from where we're at, and we're going to what they call the Big Tree, and it's one of the oldest and biggest live oak trees in the United States, just up the road, about an hour. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to head up that way and check that out. I'm pretty excited about that. And, a lot of people should be showing up, hopefully. And the weather's supposed to be nice. It's so funny, you check it down here, it's everything can change. They said it was going to rain, then next thing you know, it's going to rain a little bit, and then next thing you know, it's going to rain a little bit less, and now, like, yes, it might not even rain at all. Still going to be windy, which for bikers is not really fun, but yeah. And then, of course, we got football. We got the Chiefs and the Bengals playing in Kansas City, and then you got San Francisco playing the Eagles. And, right now, I said it before, the 49ers are really hot, and everything's playing really well. They're playing, everybody's firing on all cylinders. So even with the offense only scoring 19 points last week, the defense was really, really good. Of course, it was the Cowboys, the offense that they were playing, so it wasn't that. But, and then Cincinnati, big shocker, they're pretty hot too. So I don't know. I'm going to say it. I think it's going to be Cincinnati and 49ers. That's what I'm going to say. Because Mahomes is hurt. And also, Jalen Smith, the quarterback for the Eagles, he ain't 100%. So, you know, and the way those guys play, I mean, even though it's like, you know, no coaches are saying, go after that guy, he's hurt. They know it. They know it. I mean, it's so funny to me how when you're taught as a kid how to play sports and you're always, you don't really want to take cheap shots, but you almost feel like that's just how you want to be. And it just seems like that's who wins are the players that take cheap shots and that kind of thing. And you see that all the time, you know, and you see that in the NFL all the time with the cheap shots, you know, whether they just sneak a punch in every now and then, or they'll step on something or whatever, you know. Back, remember when, what's it called? Namakan Sue. He's a defensive lineman. I forgot what team he was playing for at the time. It might have been Detroit. I don't remember. But they were playing the Packers. And they were rushing the passer, which was Aaron Rodgers. And they knocked him. He threw the ball, but they knocked him down. And then they're all kind of just watching the play, you know, standing there. And he kind of, you know, they're all like stumbling, like everybody's pushing each other still. And he kind of just stumbles back. And it's almost like he knew that when he stepped back, he stepped on Aaron Rodgers' foot. But instead of like, you know, oh, I didn't mean to step on you. No, he just kind of, he put all his weight on that foot, on top of Aaron Rodgers' foot. You know, you're talking about 300-pound lineman. He just kind of, instead of like, you know, stepping back and realizing, oh, don't step there, somebody's there. When he stepped, he kept going, and he just stepped, you know. And you see them all the time. They step on fingers. They step on hands. They knee each other. They punch each other, kick each other, whatever they can do. You know, now you see, what you see a lot of times are these nose tackles. These guys are almost 400 pounds. And when they rush the passer, they hardly ever get a sack because they're not the pass rusher sack type. They're just a pass rusher. So you see it where the linebacker who weighs probably, you know, 240, 250, you know, maybe 270. He's a big, big linebacker, fast, all that. And he may get the guy down, and then the big 400-pound nose tackle comes in and helps him. And all he does is really fall on top of the quarterback, and he don't just fall on him. I mean, he's one of those where every bit of his weight is on the other person. I mean, he actually picks his feet up and picks his arms up so that his weight is forced. It's like, you know how you make yourself heavy? He just makes himself twice as heavy and pushes himself down on top of the quarterback. The quarterback, you know, I mean, bigger quarterback might weigh 250, but most of them only weigh about 220, you know, and that kind of thing. And so that, yeah, they just boom, you know. I mean, they just literally try to hurt people. That's just the way I see it. And I don't know. I just, man, you know, it's so funny to me how they make all these rules and they make all this equipment to try to protect these players. They don't care. They go out there and they get hurt, you know. I don't know. I just, you know, I can't have sympathy for people that make $5 million a year. I just don't have sympathy. I really have sympathy for you to make $1 million a year, right? Do whatever you want to do. Don't come crying to me, you know. And don't sit there and jump up and down and tell me to watch you play this game, watch, you know, you're like, hey, watch me do this, watch how awesome this is. And then I look and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. And then you get hurt and you say, why'd you let that happen? You know, it's like, why'd you let me hurt myself? It's like, dude, you kept throwing your hands up in the air telling me to watch you, you know, and you kept making yourself bigger and faster, stronger, because you said, watch me. I can do this. Watch, I'm Superman. And then you get hurt and then you cry and say, why'd you let that happen? You shouldn't, you're to blame. You're the fault. You're the reason why we do this. Okay, I mean, it's real easy to stop people from getting hurt. Stop doing it. I'll tell you this. I haven't been in motorcycle riding that long, but I don't see any motorcycle riders that get hurt. You know, I know family members that have lost loved ones due to riding, and they still ride. And they don't blame the bikes. They don't blame the industry. They don't blame the sport. You know, they understand. Everybody understands. That's you know, when you have a passion for something, you know, and maybe, I mean, hey, you know what? There might be a lot of NFL players that understand that. And they say, you know what? I'm not blaming anybody. I chose this, you know, but, And maybe it's not them. Maybe they're not the one screaming. Maybe it's you know, I don't know. The reason why I say that is that the tragedies that we see, often we don't understand them. You know, we don't understand how someone like a Junior Seau, I forget who else, because I you know, it's been so long since that happened, which is really good. But you know, they were troubled with brain injuries. They had head injuries. And people said that Junior Seau purposely shot himself in the chest because he wanted the scientists to study his brain. Now, was he blaming the industry, or did he just understand that, hey, you know, I had a problem, and it was because of that? So, you know, maybe if they could research it, they could understand it and better protect people. You know, or is it that, you know, the doctors told me and my boss kept telling me, keep playing, you know, I mean, you don't know really, you know, because, you know, he loved it. You know, he loved the attention. He loved the game. He loved the money. You know, I mean, he was really, really good at it. So when you reach that, when you become the, like being an NFL player, it's not enough for these guys. They want to be the star of the NFL. You know, when you're that level, when you're playing a game and you become the best at that game, you know, like a Tom Brady, why, if you were Tom Brady, why would you want to quit? You are the GOAT. You are the best that's ever played the game in that position. Nobody will ever be able to outdo you. And again, I bet you he feels that once he walks away, that he felt like he quit. That he felt like he gave up. He don't want to do that. You know, that's not his style. You know, because, I mean, look, he could still play. I mean, if he had a much better team, I mean, he had no running back this last year. And he won the division with a losing record, you know, and still hosted a playoff game. So, you know, what can you say? I mean, he can, if he had a good team, he'd be good. He'd still be good. You know, I mean, and it doesn't, I mean, he knows, everybody can see that, you know, yeah, Bill Belichick was probably a big reason why he won, you know, and what they did was they had down in Tampa, a lot of people, let's create the same deal. And they just had a list. Gronkowski was part of that. And when he left, it wasn't like that anymore, was it? Because he's good too. Gronkowski, top of the line. He gave it up, though. He quit. And you see he's doing all right, you know. But I bet you a lot of these guys, they, you know, when they get into the NFL, you know, I see that as like there's a lot of players that are really, really good. But then they don't win the big one. And they don't win the big one because they know they're good. And I don't think they try as hard because they're like at the top, you know. They're selling jerseys, and they're not really playing their best football. So think about that. But, again, it's about, you know, blaming somebody for problems. You know, you got to understand there's a price you got to pay. You know, everything else, you know, there's a price. There's a responsibility that it comes with success. I think a lot of people, you know, hell, me included, we see that. We see that there's often we don't really understand what it takes to be successful, because it's not just making the good decision. It's making the good decisions repeatedly, but also understanding and keeping yourself humble after those decisions, making sure that, you know, you understand that, you know what, that might have been a little bit of luck, you know, or it might have been a little bit of grace of God. It wasn't just me making a good decision, you know. So there's always that. But then also, it's the bad decisions, you know. I mean, it feels like to me every time I make a bad decision, it's always in there like you know, why me? You know, you blame the world for your bad decision, and that's another thing to be successful. You have to understand there's a lot a lot that goes into it. It's not just one thing. It's several different things. So, yeah. Well, I don't know. Tell me what you think. Give me a call, 515-602-9731. I'm fixing to wrap it up here, but we'll be back Monday. And there'll be a lot going on. We'll be talking about just life on the road and things going on with that. And then, of course, the playoffs will be over. New TV shows coming out. I'm behind because I've been doing so much riding. I need to catch up on my TV shows. These new friends I made, they're like, you watch a lot of TV. I said, man, I love it. You know, I mean, people read books, you know. Remember Grandma, we talked about that. It says, my stories. Remember Grandma, I got to watch my stories. That was on a daily thing. I ain't into that, you know. I'll figure out another way to keep up with stuff if it happens that often. But, I mean, it is. It's hard to focus sometimes, you know. I wish they would come up with a, I don't know, maybe we need to go back to, like, audio stories. Like, maybe to be some type of series. Instead of books, there could be, like a 45-minute or a one-hour podcast. Maybe there are. I just need to look for them. Like, it's a story, you know. It's a story being told just by audio. You just listen to it going down the road, and it repeats. You know, it's always every day or every week. It's a new just follows the story. You know, and instead of just having a book that might be an hour or 3, 4, or 5 hours of one book, it could be like, you know, every day, it might be 30 minutes of just that story. You know, what happens next, and it's just audio. That'd be kind of cool. Maybe there is. I need to look for that. We'll see. Yeah, let's see what we got going on here. Yeah, let's go back into this here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's close it out. There you go. You can hear it now. Good deal. So check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. You can find links to all of our social media accounts on our website, redneckandeyes.com. Also, links to our sponsors. Another sponsor I can thank, Trucker Tools. You can check them out, truckertools.com. Also, download their app from your app store. Wherever you get your apps, you can download the app, Trucker Tools. Basically, it's load booking and load tracking software inside the app. But also, too, it's route planning. So if you're a driver out there and you got a dispatcher, or you work for a company that where they get all your freight and everything, but you could still go on there and download the app and route your route, figure your fuel style, your parking. Maybe you need to find a Walmart. You can do that on there too. There's a couple other little things on there. There's an actual like button where you can actually find parking spots, and it's for long-term parking is mainly what it's for. You know, if you want to park for the weekend or whatever. So check them out, truckertools.com. That's a good little, we thank all their support of Redneck and Eyes, and we couldn't be happier with them. So check them out, redneckandeyes.com. Link there is Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support. So, yeah, we'll be back here Monday and at 7 p.m. Eastern time, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, right here, 515-602-9731, Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. And you guys stay safe, stay successful, and we'll see you out there.
Hitting up down in back of the chutes makes that rosin burn. He's got his spurs on the heels of his boots. He's at the point of no return. Climbing over, he settles down inside. The tension's rising, but he can't wait until they turn that bull outside. He's as sick as a danger, ruled by passion and pride. The pain and fear is no stranger, but his life needs to be satisfied. Hooked on a head, say he's right. Hooked on a head, say he's right. Hooked on a head, say he's right. Thank you.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.